The man President Obama has chosen to run the Bureau of Land Management faced questions from the Senate Energy Committee today. Robert Abbey's confirmation hearing focused on balancing development and conservation efforts on public lands. Abbey said he is a proponent of multiple use.
Certainly not every acre managed by the Bureau of Land Management is appropriate for oil and gas leasing. Not every acre managed by the Bureau of Land Management is suitable for wilderness designations. The best place to address multiple use on public lands is through the very public land use planning process, so that you can work through the potential conflicts and come out with the best decisions and giving the opportunity for the public to play a role in that decision process.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is the Energy Committee's top Republican and questioned what Abbey would do to speed up land conveyances to the state of Alaska and Alaska Native groups. They're supposed to conclude by the end of this year, but Murkowski says only about half are finalized. At the time of statehood, Alaska was promised 104 million acres of land, and Alaska Natives were additionally promised 44 million acres when they settled land claims in 1971. Abbey said he believes it will happen by the end of the year.
The Bureau of Land Management in Alaska has stated that they are on track to meet their commitments by December 2009. So if you know of something that's different than that, I would certainly appreciate hearing about it, and I will do everything that I can once confirmed to work with you to make sure that the Bureau of Land Management focuses the appropriate attention to resolving these lands actions and move forward aggressively to meet those commitments.
Also today, the Energy Committee heard from President's nominee for Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management, Wilma Lewis. Senator Murkowski asked Lewis how she would prioritize Alaska interests. The senator pointed out that 61% of the country's wilderness lands are in Alaska, and nearly 40% of all National Park Service land is within the state.
So you'd think that if you're looking at the percentages of the pie, we would get a greater percentage of DOI budget, but It turns out that there's just barely a couple percent of DOI budget that's spent on managing Alaska holdings.
Lewis told Murkowski she couldn't answer that until she was in the job and had a chance to look at the entire budget. The two agreed to talk about it at greater length.